Amen. I'm not ashamed, verse 16, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everybody that believeth, say amen. Amen. To the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Amen. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And it turned the world of Martin Luther upside down, started the Renaissance. Amen. And history records, and I believe it, amen, that age of darkness that Romanism and Catholicism thought was the millennial reign, amen, was really the age of darkness. Bible chained to the pulpit. Against the law to put it in the hands of a common man. I'm glad we got our Bible today, aren't you? But Luther, Latimer, Ridley, Tyndale, and a whole score of others led the way, praise God, to put the Bible into the hands of men. And Luther spearheaded the just shall live by faith. Amen. He protested. Therefore, he became a Protestant. Amen. I am a Protestant. They say Protestant, you know, that's a nicer way of saying it, because nobody's protesting anymore. Amen. They say Protestant, but they don't know what they're protesting. Hallelujah. We're protesting the chains of Rome. That's why we're protesting. Amen. And an ironical and amazing thing about it was it was those that were a part of the Roman Catholic system that protested. They're the ones that led the way. They're the ones that took their life in their hand when popes killed at will. Amen. I mean, some of those popes actually had former popes' bodies exhumed. How you say it? Exhumed. Dug up, in other words, from their grave and tried them and burnt their bones after they're already dead. Amen. That's one reason I'm a Protestant. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do you protest? I protest everything that's not God. I protest everything that's not Bible. I protest everything that's not true. I protest everything that can't be backed up by the truth of God. Hallelujah. You get in trouble, you get to preaching, quote, more holiness than the Bible preaches. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get in bad trouble. You know what? God's going to judge people that preach, quote, more holiness, end quote, than the Bible preaches. Amen. If you can't, old brother, pastoring down in Fletcher's Chapel years ago, Brother Brooks, Charlie Brooks, amen, he told me out of his own mouth the preachers that came by and preaching against everything in the world, chewing gum, ice cream, socks, shoes with the heels and toes out, he just had to lay down the law. He said, if you can't find it in this book, don't preach it. You can't preach it in my pulpit. Praise God. And there's a lot of things that's preached in the name of holiness you can't find in the book. Hallelujah. I'm full gospel. I don't believe in preaching anything you can't find in the book. The just shall live by faith, but the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They know it. They got it. They hold it. And even though they know it and hold it, amen, they hold it in unrighteousness. Because that which be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. I took Brother Rich to the airport this morning. We left here about 5:15. And as I came back, I didn't have anybody to talk to and keep my attention. So I noticed that big, round, full moon. Amen. Big, beautiful, full moon, clear fall night. And coming home this morning from the airport, I watched the moon set. Hallelujah. While other folks watch sunsets, this morning I watched the moon set. And you cannot have seen the sunrise and the moon rise and the sunset and the moon set. And I mean to the nth second time schedule, running like a fine-tuned watch without believing in God. Debbie's rocking her little granddaughter back there tonight. You can't look at a precious little baby born with two eyes, nose, two legs, two arms, hand. Amen. And after a while, it starts growing teeth and saying, Mama, Dad, Dad. Amen. You can't watch that and not believe in God. Anybody don't believe in God watching that with both eyes is a fool. I mean a double-barrel fool, pedigreed, registered. Amen. You can't watch life. You can't watch God's creation. Amen. And not believe there's a God. You got to willfully reject him. Amen. Because that when they knew God, everybody knows him, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They knew God, they glorified him not as God. Everybody liked to glorify God, say amen. Amen. Neither were thankful. Everybody liked to be thankful, say amen. Amen. But became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Rick was preaching about that door closing. These doors in here that close too. And those are some of the most critical ones. Amen. Light can be coming out of a room, pouring out of a room because the light's on. And all you have to do is shut off lights, close the door. And there'll be darkness. Because somebody shut the door. Amen. Here, they became vain in their imagination. They shut the door on light pouring through the door and found themselves standing in the dark. They once knew, but they couldn't stand it. And they're standing in the dark. Amen. Professing themselves to become to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Amen. When we traveled with Brother and Sister Sexton and Brother Back and Brother Huff and a bunch of us, spent 3 weeks in China, the number one hit song in our group was me singing, "It Won't Be Old Buddha That's Sitting on the Throne. And it won't be Hare Krishna that's taking us home." Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon. Amen. Well, praise God. All over China we saw old Buddha. Amen. That warped, overweight, scary creature. And then you ought to see the rest of the devils in their temples that they've got images of. Religions of fear. Amen. I'm glad I know God, don't you? Praise God. Four-footed beast and creeping thing. That's the way they made God look. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore, ever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. Even their women did change a natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and received in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they knew better. Call it that if you want to. We know better. You know better. Huh? There is nobody in America today, I don't believe, that's so dumb but what they know better. Amen. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What happened? There's a door closed in here. Somebody slammed the door in their head. God shut the door in their mind. Gave them over to a reprobate mind. How can it happen that people that once knew longer act like they know? God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, just can't make peace with them, unmerciful, who knowing, there it is again, they knew better. We know better. Amen. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. If Eve eating that proverbial apple brought all the pain and sickness, sin and sorrow and death upon creation, how much is the vile sins that are going on around us today going to do? All Eve done was ate. There's no insurance company today would have backed up any claim on that tree, because there wasn't no fence around it. It wasn't under lock and key. Huh? The tree was fair game. They could eat if they wanted to, but God said not to. Amen. And they knew better. Eve knew better. Adam knew better. Amen. And they ate. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Oh, Brother Collins, we could have better preaching, greater preaching, more miracles, and see greater things from God. It'd be a different town, wouldn't it? Jerusalem saw it. Jerusalem was the host to all the prophets, and killed them all almost within her gates. Their tombs are all around Jerusalem. Amen. Jerusalem was the host of the Son of God, and nailed him to the cross right outside the gates of the city. They didn't know better? Sure they knew. They knew exactly what they was doing. Amen. Judas didn't know better than to betray the Lord. Sure, he knew. He knew exactly what he was doing. Amen. And we know too. And God's going to hold us accountable for what we know. He's going to hold us accountable for every baby's cry we ever heard. He's going to hold us accountable for every sunrise and sunset. He's going to hold us accountable for every moonbeam that appeared right on schedule until they can predict 100 years from now where the moon's going to be. If time goes on. Amen. Yeah, amen. We know. Praise God. We're not a bunch of dummies. The only thing that makes us fool is our own rejection of knowledge. Our own rejection of God. Amen. But the sinner turns around backwards in the hell-bound train and goes to hell backwards, ignoring the issue. Amen. But pretty soon, he falls off into oblivion. It don't change his destiny because he turns around and goes to hell backwards. He avoids the issue. He won't talk about it. Amen. I told you about Uno. I got him in the van, you know, and I just popped a question to him out of clear blue sky. He'd sit here on the front seat. Amen. And every once in a while, he'd get his radio and his tape player mixed up. And, amen, the radio would blast right out in the middle of church. And he'd get it turned down, you know, and get his tape recorder on, you know. And, amen, Uno would holler louder on the front seat just about than anybody. Amen. And we took him in and we fed Uno. And, amen, one morning he came up the house after sleeping quite late. And wife asked her, "How many eggs you want, Uno?" And he said, "I think 6. So she fried him 6 eggs, and amen, he ate a great big breakfast, bigger than I ever ate, amen. Amen. Uno, amen, he went to camp meeting, he heard preaching, he had tapes, amen, carried his boom box, amen, with him everywhere he went, had it on the front seat, amen. And I just popped a question to him driving down the road there in Florida doing camp meeting. He was going, me and Brother King, to see about some tires or something or other. Amen. And I turned around and asked Uno, I said, "Are you ready to meet the Lord, Uno, if he comes in the next 5 minutes? I figured he'd holler yes, you know. Amen. He said, "I don't want to talk about it." I said, "You don't want to talk about being ready to meet the Lord?" He said, "I don't want to talk about it." I said, "But who knows? You need to want to talk about being ready to meet God." He said, "I don't want to talk about it. If you don't shut up, I'm going to start throwing things out of this van." Amen. Well, he calmed down a little bit later. He said, "Well, I'll see you at homecoming next year, Brother Collins." I said, "You show up at my homecoming, I'll have you thrown in jail. You ain't going to sit on my front seat no more and play his radio, holler amen, and he don't want to talk about being ready to meet God. I don't care how stupid he is. I don't care how retarded he is. Amen. He's not going to disturb the peace in the house of God in my church anymore. Praise God. Amen. No, sir. It took advantage of God's good people. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Uno, you knew better. You heard preaching. You said amen to it. You ate with the people of God. You fellowshipped with angels. But in your heart, you was a festering devil. Amen. The demons lurked that kept you from giving your life to God, that kept you from serving God. Oh, his real name was David, but everybody called him Uno. That's the name that Brother King tacked on him, or some of them down in Florida. He showed up every year. Amen. Down there lived with Brother King. Brother King carried him food. Amen. But just out of the clear blue sky, we found out that Uno wasn't interested in getting ready to meet God. accidentally. I just popped a question to him like I would some preacher who ought to holler at amen, hallelujah, glory to God, and shouted a little bit about being ready to meet God. So I won't talk about it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Wrath of God revealed from... Listen, here you are, here in the 17th verse, you have the wonderful potential that just shall live by faith. And in the 18th verse, 180 degree turn to the negative. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They knew better. Amen. That man that had that one talent said, Master, I knew that thou was a hard man, sowing where you didn't reap. Amen. Reaping where you hadn't strowed. And I buried your talent because I was afraid. And now, here it is. I've got it all dusted off and cleaned off, Lord. And amen. Here's your talent. And God said, you knew I was hard. You knew I was austere. You knew that I reaped where I didn't strow. And you buried my money. And you didn't put it to the changer. You could have at least put it in the bank. And I'd have had my own with interest. Amen. Take him and bind him hand and foot. And cast him into hell fire where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And take his talent and give it to the man that's got 10. Why did he do that? He was his own judge and jury. He said, I knew you was a hard man. He knew someday he's going to have to face God. And every one of us here, we know. That's why the Bible said, be not many masters. That's another way of saying not be not many preachers. Be not many teachers. Be not many masters, he said, seeing they shall receive the greater condemnation. Preachers, teachers, masters, amen, they reap what they sow faster than anybody does. Why? Because they no more at least claim to. And the more we know, the more we have to give account of. I watched the moon set this morning. It seemed as it got lower and lower, that bright moon. And as the shadows begin to give way to a bright sunrise in the east, and the moon set right on schedule, just like the God of heaven made it to, we know more than we let on like we do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, let's believe God. Let's believe what we know. Let's act on what we know. Hallelujah. Let's build a bridge for someone else. There's little children coming after us, praise God, and we need to blaze the trail for somebody else. If we build a road down the wrong way, amen, and we come to the uncrossable chasm, that little child that's following us will drive on our road. And he too will come to the uncrossable chasm. But he'll be going too fast to stop. Somebody's following me. Somebody's following you. Amen. And the more we know or claim to know, the more accountable we are. When we stand before God, stand with us tonight. Amen. Oh, yes. Yes, God has manifested himself to us. God has revealed himself to us this week. I could just about see his visible glory as it hung over this house one day in the awesome homecoming service. Praise God. I watched the presence of God move closer and closer up the aisle and to the front. And finally I just got down there, amen, standing where I last envisioned the presence of God. Amen, standing. Ah, we know what the altar's for. It's our altar. And the way to the altar's not glazed over. and we're free. Our hands are not bound and our feet's not tied. Amen. And God don't wish anything bad on us. No, it's not what God does to us that's going to land us in hell. It's what we did to ourselves when we knew better. Amen. Come on, children, and let's pray as they come. And they sing, come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Amen. We know. We know. We know.
My way.
Come on.
My feet
get on your knees and call on Jesus. Get down and call on God. God will help you.
Couldn't go much farther without a helping hand. Standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary.